This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
By Emma and Ethan Armstrong, a couple in their 20s from Northern Ireland whose story will definitely resonate with so many young families. Like a lot of young people here, they face the big question, stay and try to build a future at home here or take the leap abroad. Ethan made the move to Australia, hoping to lay the foundations for a new life for Emma and their child, with plans for them to follow once he was settled. But as many emigrants discover, the reality can be very different from the dream. Now back at home in Northern Ireland, they're rebuilding not just their life together, but also growing Maze Media and trying to create opportunities for themselves here. Emma, Ethan, thank you so much for joining me on the show. First off, Ethan, what pushed you to make the move to Australia in the first place? What were you hoping it would give your family?
Realistically, I know a lot of people that went out to Australia. They've done Australia. Australia was, sounded great, sounded perfect. I know a couple of people that had families over in Australia, and school systems were meant to be absolutely fantastic. Just the general lifestyle.
And my family there too.
Yeah. The general lifestyle of Australia was meant to be second to none compared to Ireland. There was a lot more for families to see. Obviously the weather was meant to be great, so you get out of the house a lot more. So it was the particular area I was going to as well was very family orientated. So it was kind of one of them things that it was just like, well, It could be a complete better change of life for us. And, it could be just that thing we need.
Give us that boost that we felt like we needed.
Yeah.
And what was the realities then when you landed over there? And I'm sure you watching him from back here was, I'm sure, very challenging. Even though the intention was still to follow, I'm sure it was still very difficult.
Yeah. Very, very hard, especially with a toddler.
Yeah, jeepers, yeah, I'm sure you were flat out.
It was no joke now going over, to be honest with you. When I went over first, everything was new. Everything was fresh, everything was different. I never really been abroad before. I was on holidays once before I actually went to Australia. So everything was, it was completely different. I wasn't used to parrots flying over my head now when I was walking down the street, So it was amazing when I first got there, and it was great to experience everything and to have the little time before I went into work. But I think realistically it was when I started going to work is when reality started to strike, that sort of way.
Trying to look for housing, trying to look for, what else was it?
I was trying to get to, trying to get sponsorship sorted and things like that to get them out.
With the immigration agent, and then that wasn't what we hoped it would be. It was going to be a lot harder than we thought.
Was there a clear moment when you kind of figured out, okay, maybe this plan isn't the plan for us anymore?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened. Yeah, it was coming to February. I came home for Christmas, and I went back out after Christmas. And I was staying with a group of lads, and the tenancy for the house was up at the end of February. The rego on the car I had in Australia was up in February.
It's like the universe was telling you, listen, because we were looking at maybe a few years of being apart, even a year and a half as a family, and I don't think we could have done that.
It just kind of, everything was falling into place, and I was kind of like, I struggled. I done it. I've tried my hardest. I've given everything. I'm having all the signs in the world. It's time to come home. I was homesick as well at the same time. It was a lot harder going out the second time than it was the first time. So it was kind of just one of them things with I love it.
After being home as well, I can imagine it was a challenge to just turn around and go back. What were the feelings you felt when you'd made that decision and you were on the way back? How did you actually feel yourself? Was it relief?
Yeah, big time. The weight that was off my shoulders was absolutely unreal, because I had the few months of trying my best, doing everything I can, contacting the agents, immigration agents. I was trying to talk to my boss, seeing is there any way I can get around this? What can I do? Trying to find housing. I had applied for over 15 houses in Australia. I got shared accommodation with a group of lads. It was no matter what way I tried to go, no matter what direction I tried to push, I was hitting dead ends after dead ends after dead ends. So when we actually got to the point where we were like, nah, do you know what? We've had enough. We need to come home, reevaluate the situation and see about trying again.
Especially being a dad too, because Bonnie was hugging the tripod that was holding the phone and just little things like that, missing her father. And it was just like, no, we can't do this, because we thought she wouldn't notice, but she really noticed, you know, it really, she had an effect to it too.
Kids are so perceptive, aren't they? Like, they're perceptive. They seem to pick up on these things. That's mad. Like, oh my God. That would have absolutely broken my heart as well. So I can see why this led to your decision. I know a lot of people say that life in your 20s, if you're in a couple or, you know, you're working, it's supposed to be carefree and fun. Did that match this experience in any way?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Not any experience in our 20s. We've just been aiming so high and just putting loads of work in, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You just try again, so we can hopefully enjoy our 30s. Right now, it's the grind.
Tell me about what it's like raising, you know, a child and having a family along with trying to build a life here now, probably something that's a new part of the plan.
It's hard work. We were always one of like them people that would be like, sure, you just have a child and you just bring it with you. You know, it's not a hassle or anything, but I think real life, having a toddler, two parents trying to do their best and work and get somewhere, it has its challenges. Do you know, we wouldn't change it for the world, obviously, but it really does have its challenges. Like, but we just really have to work with each other, bouncing off. You take Bonnie, I'll go do a shoot. You know, just have to bounce off each other.
It's like I'm working now full time. And obviously we have our business and everything that we're trying to do. We have our TikTok account that we're trying to do. And like, I work night shifts because if I work day shift, nothing would work. So I'm working during the night, then during the day, we have a few bits to do during the day. So we have to try and bounce off each other. And the communication is really key in it, because if we weren't bouncing off each other, then there probably wouldn't be the TikTok account. There probably wouldn't be Maze Media. Do you know what I mean?
And the problem of sharing a car. We have to share a car because I don't know how we'd ever afford properly. Maybe in the future. Two cars with the insurance. That's the only thing.
Talk me through Maze Media and this new business that you've started. Is this part of your plan to kind of take control of building a future here?
Yes, definitely. We started it after the TikTok. We've been doing the TikTok for over a year now, but whenever Ethan was away, I was at home with a toddler and I was like, there's really nothing. It was getting frustrating, just me and her in the house, you know, not being able to work on anything. I couldn't work on the Australia thing because I wasn't there. So I was like, right, Maze Media. Started looking into just different things I could be doing, whether that's babysitting, whether that's, you know, just other things to help work towards them goals. And then Maze Media came out of my ideas and we were talking about it and we just went with it. I started booking in free shoots, going doing them. Mummy or Nanny would take Bonnie and I'd go do a shoot and just get a bit of practice in. And it's really took off. It has really took off. I can't believe how well it's doing so far.
If people are hearing about Maze Media for the first time, what exactly is the role of the business? What services do you offer?
It is content creation for businesses. I actually started doing it for my nanny because she did not know what to post. My mum was trying to post things. My nanny owns a B&B. And I started doing videos for them, just different angles, different, you know, and then I started getting trained up in it and starting learning and online classes and things like that. So we basically help businesses grow their social media, and we've had great results there with a client down south. She had a story up the other day and she was like, I'm fully booked till April. And it just, you know what, it just makes you feel so good that you can help grow someone's business, because everything's online nowadays and everything is just wild on social media. That's how you're going to reach a bigger audience.
It's just one of them things too where like social media is really the way forward. You know, everything, as Emma said, is social media based and it's free platform. So why wouldn't people be able, you know, taking that opportunity to promote their businesses on social media? And like, we helped them with their hashtags, we helped them with everything to get the best possible reach out to the biggest audience they can get. And there's some videos there that reach thousands, tens of thousands of views on them. And it is, you know, the evidence is there on how it actually does help businesses.
It's great to see that it's been working out for you as well while you've been establishing your life back home. And looking ahead to the future, what would a successful life here look like in 5 years' time?
Definitely first property bought. Definitely. 100%. I'm itching to have the first property bought in the next week if I could have it done. But definitely in the next 5 years, it'll be definitely first property bought.
Just growing our own, the Maze Media, and working on the TikTok, and just working, being parents.
Yeah.
And that little bit of pressure off with the Australia move, just to breathe for a while. Do you know, because we're always trying something new. We're always into something.
Definitely, definitely.
So just even just breathe for a while and get set up properly.
It'll be nice to grow Maze Media too, to a point where both of us are fully self-employed.
Yeah.
It'll give a lot more stability at home with, rather than childcare and things like that. It, you know, we'd be able to work together a lot easier. It'll be great to get to a point now where I wouldn't have to work a full-time job. Both of us could be self-employed with Maze Media.
If people want to follow you on TikTok after hearing about all of this evening, where can they find you?
It's at It's Emma and Ethan on TikTok. That's the main account we have. We have Instagram as well. It's Emma and Ethan as well.
Well, Emma, Ethan, thank you so much for joining us on the show and sharing your story. Really appreciate it. I'm sure we'll catch up with you again on the show.
Yeah.
Perfect. Definitely. Thank you.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.